talk about how this night was for you personally.
It was one of those nights that it seemed the puck was finding me around the net. I had a lot of chances. Honestly, I got, I think, 4 for real. Good looks. Teammates played well, and their reaction was funny. I thought it was, I know they've been pulling for me for a long time. They wanted the best for me, and it was nice to see them react that way. But I need to step up my game to help them out, and we know these points are important for us, do or die right now. So not a lot of people believe in us, but we do in here in this locker room. But we needed to win tonight and find a way. But now we got to forget about this one, move on, and really get the 2 points in the next one.
Didn't have a great start as a group in the third period, but that was a pretty good pushback to get the equalizer and then eventually get it to the team.
No, for sure. We made a few mistakes, really. I don't know, missing Kester. I don't know if that had something to do with it, but we find a way to get back, create some chances, some shots on the top, some greasy rebounds or greasy goals, and finally able to get one, and it was a nice move by Iggy in the shootout.
You haven't talked about it much, but how much was that eating you up that you weren't able to contribute offensively?
Oh, it's always tough, especially that long, something never really experienced for that long. It's tough to put in words. You put in the work, you put in the effort on and off the ice. You try to prepare the right way. You try to conduct yourself the right way around the rink. You try to stay positive. You feel like you're letting the guys down and letting the team down. But you just have to keep believing in yourself and keep pushing and working hard. And that's all you get out of it. And I know my teammates always supported me. They've always been good, there for me. And it's nice tonight to get a few, but there's still a lot of work ahead.
The first one was a nice rebound. The second one, you got a lucky bounce off the top of the net.
I think both were lucky bounce. One going to the net, not even looking at it's the inside of my shin pad, and just lays there, and I was able to take a swing at it, and even the goalie got a piece of it. I thought it might have gone wide, but no, not tonight. So and the second one, Ang got on the forecheck, and Yannick, and the puck came up, and I saw it the entire way, and I know the goalie wasn't really looking, didn't really know where it was. I was able to bat it in, so we'll take it, but we got to move on and focus on the next one and win the next one.
Do you think the team, I mean, there was so much speculation about the team, the players lost the coach, or they lost faith in the coach and all this kind of stuff. It seemed like you played pretty hard tonight. Is that what you felt?
Well, that's all outside stuff that we don't really control, and us inside the locker room, we're all 22 guys that want to get into the playoffs, and we're on the outside looking in right now. We know the reality of it. We got to find ways to win game, and all the extra, it's on the outside, it's out of our control. For us, we got, as players, we got to prepare the right way and focus on what we can bring to the table to help this team win games. And thought tonight, guys played well. Still a lot of areas that we can improve on. Gave them some quality chances, and Eddie made some big saves. But overall, we found a way to get the 2 points, and that's the most important.
I know you guys won tonight, but you personally, there's been talk about extending the overtime. You personally, do you like the shootout?
I like the shootout when I score. Now I've been in a drought for a while, and I don't know. It seems like now they know all my moves. Like tonight, normally they stand up, and this guy was already on his knees before I even shot it. So it's tough, but I don't know what the fans like. If we go to 3-on-3 or longer, that they might say it's too long, or the players get injuries or get too tired. There's so much stuff that goes into it. What I like the most, it's you get the win, and that's the biggest thing. But something about the shootout, when you win, you feel good, but when you lose, it feels like you just lost and you competed for nothing, even if you got a point. And I think that's the tough part of it. But as a kid who was watching hockey, I didn't mind the tie. I thought it was a... It was all right. Both teams got a point, and they're moving on, and it could go back to that.
Was it hard to leave the streak at home or at the rink? Like, would you carry it with you at home when you weren't?
I think when I'm laying in bed by myself, maybe a little bit, you carry it. You try to think about what you could do or what you could try to change it or make it. But when I'm up at home with the kids and the family, I try to... enjoy my time with them, and but when I'm at the rink, I want to focus and help this team win, and that's probably the toughest thing.
Were there times when you couldn't believe it?
Oh, for sure. Especially had a few posts, a few saves, a few rebounds, or a few empty nets that should have gone in, and it's a fine line between goals and not. And tonight I was able to get a few, even though honestly I got 4. I think I hit the post a few tips that they blocked and 2-on-1 in the first when I get my break, my stick breaks, a few rebounds. So it was a night that the puck was finding me, but I got to keep working and keep going with those areas and hopefully get some more.
Alex, how much weight is off your shoulders right now?
Doesn't really matter, to be honest. Even when I score and I don't score, the most important thing for me is the team's success. And if the team's winning, I'm really happy. And if the team's losing, that's where I get sour or I get a little bit more down on myself. So obviously it's nice to contribute, score a few goals and help the team win. But I got to bring it more, and hopefully it's the start of a good thing.
Is this a big kind of boost after Monday's game?
Oh, for sure. For us, it's we forgot about the last game. It's in the past. We can't do anything about it. It's something a lot of us have never seen happening. We did a lot of good things that for the two first period that game, and just I don't know what happened in the third. But tonight we moved on, and we still made a few mistakes that we can improve on. But overall, we Eddie made some big saves, and guys made some big plays, and we were able to find a way to get it done.